from Robert Reich when I just heard about the plot to oust Trump. Friends, I had dinner recently with a group of political operatives, sophisticated people who for years have been advising politicians and candidates. During dinner, they shared with me their fantasy, which they gave 30% odds of becoming a reality within the next 4 months. In my dinner companion's fantasy, Trump's failed war will elevate gas and food prices so high and long that much of the Republican base will begin turning against Trump, and Trump's mental problems will become even more obvious. Faced with all this, J.D. Vance promises Marco Rubio that he'll appoint him vice president if Rubio joins Vance in seeking to oust Trump under the 25th Amendment. Rubio agrees. Vance and Rubio then approach House Speaker Mike Johnson and Senate Majority Leader John Thune for confidential discussions in which they broach the possibility. Johnson and Thune give Vance and Rubio their tacit support. Vance and Rubio then get Pete Hegseth to sign on, promising Hegseth that he'll keep his job. They get Todd Blanche to sign on by promising him he'll be appointed permanent attorney general. Vance, Rubio, Hegseth, and Blanche are what Thune and Johnson need to make the 25th stick. This arrangement serves everyone's interests. For Vance and Rubio, it avoids what could be a messy 2028 primary election in which the two are pitted against each other. As president, Vance gets a head start on being elected president in 2028. As vice president, Rubio is heir apparent in 2032 when Rubio will be only 60 years old, or in 2036. As president and vice president, Vance and Rubio end Trump's tariffs and his war, which have caused prices to soar, upset the Republican base, and turned much of the world against America. Hegseth gets the job security he's desperate for. Blanche gets the promotion he covets. Republicans in the House and Senate get rid of Trump, who's become an albatross around their necks, and who they fear, if he remains in office, will cause them to lose control over the House and Senate in the midterms and could lead to a congressional rout in 2028. The plan is finalized when Trump is away at Mar-a-Lago. It's executed in a conference call to Trump during which Vance, Rubio, Hegseth, Blanche, Johnson, and Thune notify Trump he's no longer president. Trump screams, hollers, pounds his Mar-a-Lago desk, and threatens legal action, but there's nothing he can do. He's out of office. I listened intently as my dinner companions spelled all this out. So, you really think there's a 30% chance of this happening? I asked them. They laughed, but I was serious. *** to remind you, Section 4 of the 25th Amendment states that whenever the Vice President and a majority of the principal officers of the executive departments transmit to the President pro tempore of the Senate and the Speaker of the House of Representatives, that is their written declaration that the President is unable to discharge the powers and duties of his office, the Vice President shall immediately assume the powers and duties of the office as acting President. Section 2 of the 25th Amendment states that whenever there is a vacancy in the office of the Vice President, the President shall nominate a Vice President who shall take office upon confirmation by a majority vote of both Houses of Congress. Could be higher if the war continues, one of them said, and the others agreed. Another of them thought the odds already higher. I can't decide whether to be elated or worried, I responded.